Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Dan Fogelberg bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've got a lot of stuff there that you can use to help you with your small business. You like to read, you like to listen, you like to watch, whatever you got. We got multimedia there for you to get better at what you do in your small business, and please use it to your advantage. We built it, and we're populating it just for you, and it's all free. Pam Danziger is our guest, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, also Shopping, Why We Love It. Pam, have I got a missing book here? Is there another one somewhere?
Oh, there are two more, but that's okay.
Which one's the new one?
Putting the Lux Back
that's
in
what
Luxury.
I thought I had the new one. Okay, I think I've got the other two here. I think somebody may have borrowed those from me, but that's how you can tell if a book's a good one, because they leave my office sometimes.
That's right.
People wander in and out of here taking stuff out. Pam, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, Pam is one of our top retail experts. She especially focuses on the high-end customer and their behavior. Pam, the people who run these retail operations, the small retail stores, right, and survive and thrive, they have really learned something that I'm trying to get small business owners to understand more than anything else, and that is that you do not have to conquer the world to be successful. The phone book is not your prospect list.
No, exactly.
You only need to get the people, enough of the people who want your special sauce, right?
Exactly, exactly. And that's the idea of being specialty. And you really need to think about who you want to attract in your store. And, you know, one of the things that our survey of specialty retailers showed is that people continue to place a higher priority on attracting new customers to their store, when, in fact, I think their marketing and their promotions really need to be focused more on connecting with the existing customers,
mm-hmm,
the ones who already like your specialty sauce.
Exactly right.
And they're the ones who will talk your store up. So it's
they're
really
the ones
more
who will
about,
find some more people like them.
Exactly. You need to, you know, one of the things that I think is going to be a key to success in the future, particularly for small independent retailers who are on the, you know, on the main street of your local town, city, is becoming part of the community. And that's how you can really make connections with the people who matter in your community, the people who are involved, and become part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think oftentimes that means that you become part of, you know, some sort of special group within your community.
And sometimes, Pam, that word of mouth, sometimes that buzz will happen on its own, but sometimes you have to help it a little bit, don't you? Like,
well, you always have to help
by,
it. You
by
have
talk
to give
to,
people something to talk about. Yeah, exactly. You've got to give people something to talk about. Now, I have my friend of mine owns a local pet boutique. Now, you know, she's involved with a local animal shelter, so that makes complete sense, and you understand that.
It makes complete sense.
But also, my local spa, the woman who runs the spa and beauty salon where I go and mm-hmm. spend a lot of money, she is very active in the local animal shelter, and every year has a special auction that she sponsors and special days that she sponsors. So, you know, so it doesn't have to be necessarily a local community
right.
or group that is connected necessarily to your store, but it's a way of reaching out to the community and really finding like-minded
people.
Well,
what that woman has done there is two things, and these are very important things in the age of the customer. She's doing networking, and
right.
she's demonstrating her values.
Exactly.
And those are things, networking is how you get to meet people who are friends of the people who you do business with. If you hang out, find a way to hang out with your customers, where, you know,
right.
some of the places they hang out, you're going to meet other people. That's one thing. Number two, Pam, people are more and more looking for ways to differentiate you from the other competitor. And
right.
the prices are not that much different. The selections are probably not that much different. So how can I differentiate? Demonstrating values is one of the ways people are differentiating.
Right, exactly. And I mean, it's not enough just to have your door open. You really right. need to be connected
and,
with people.
And it's not
in
enough
real
just to be cheaper.
Way. Right. Right. Definitely has to be meaningful.
That's right.
So that's really one of the most important findings that, you know, from this study is that word of mouth is number one, and you got to give people something to talk about your store with. And it's not necessarily about the stuff you have inside. It might be about who you are and how important you are to the community.
Right. When you say word of mouth, do you include user-generated content, UGC, that when people post things about you, you know, that's the new word of mouth.
Oh, and that is so important, allowing people on your website to review. I mean, a lot
comment.
Of retailers are scared of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that really helps people when it comes to deciding whether they want to go to your store or not, encouraging those kinds of reviews.
Even I use that.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's not just ladies. Men do this, too. I look at when I go, if I'm trying to buy a product and there are reviews of the product, I'll go read them, and if there's a bunch of them, I'll weigh them. I'll say, okay, there's 10 good ones and two unhappy ones.
Right.
It must be okay. You can't make everybody happy, you know, that kind of thing.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with a bad review because you can learn from that as well. I mean, we need to listen,
right.
you know, not just to people who are saying great things about us, but we need to listen to the critics.
The critics are your best friend. Give us a website again, Pam.
It's unitymarketingonline.com, and we have a lot of content there for people who focus on the high-end consumers, as well as just the general mass market in certain specialty areas, discretionary in nature.
Thank you for being here, Pam. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.